Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 19 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is God is for Us. Lisa Turkhurst once said, "Regardless of where you are today, God is with you. God is wooing you. God wants you to experience Him. Whatever you are going through today, you can find His joy and peace. However distant your dreams may seem, God is working things out, and today is an important part of that process." Our text for today is Romans 8, 31 through 32. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things?" What if you were yelling for help and no one could hear you? You could see them right there in front of you, but they could not hear your calls. Such was life for Rom Huben, a Belgian man in a coma. At least, they thought he was in a coma. He said, "I was shouting, but no one could hear me." In 2006, doctors used a scanning technique and found that Rom, who had spent 23 years in a coma, had normal brain function. Now he communicates with the world using a special keyboard. I can't think of a more hopeless feeling than being completely aware of your surroundings and totally unable to communicate with the people around you, unless perhaps it is the feeling of those who never realize that God is for them. If you grew up watching Star Wars, you are very familiar with the phrase, "May the Force be with you." The problem is that trusting in a force only works in the movies. We don't need an imaginary force. We need somebody who walks with us and is for us. Every believer has that somebody in the person of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:31 records two questions. The first question Paul poses is, "What then shall we say to these things?" The "these things" is the proof of God's unfailing and never-ending love found in the previous verses. This list includes the following: we have been adopted, called, justified, and glorified. Paul is declaring that God has good purposes for His children. In light of everything God has done for us, Paul asks the second question: if God is for us, who can be against us? The idea in context is, if God loves you and has an ultimate purpose for your life, who can condemn you or try to defeat you? Who can take away what God has planned? The obvious answer is no one. The Message Bible paraphrases Romans 3:31. So, what do you think? With God on your side like this, how can we lose? The New Century Version reads, "So what should we say about this? If God is with us, no one can defeat us." Paul follows the two questions with a pinnacle statement about God's love for us, followed by another question. He proclaims that God did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. God loved us so much that He sacrificed His own Son to allow us all an opportunity to be saved. The statement sets up the question, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Paul is arguing from the greater to the lesser. When we were lost, God gave us His Son in order to save us. This is the greatest gift that will ever be given. And God couldn't start our spiritual life with the greatest gift and then not continue to give us what we need. Since we have been saved and adopted as His children, won't He continue to give us smaller gifts too? With that in mind, live daily with the certainty that since God is for you, you cannot lose. Please take a few moments to consider these questions. Consider this statement repeatedly in your mind and heart. God is for me. When you contemplate that great truth, what is your response? How does knowing that God gave His own Son give you hope for the future? And finally, how does the following verse relate to today's scripture? Psalm 56:9. "Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know because God is for me." Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.